It is Monday morning, which means it is Monday with the mayor. And with us this morning is East Lansing Mayor Mark Meadows. And good morning, Mr. Meadows.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And a pleasure to finally meet you, actually.
Well, I'm glad to be here. And nice to meet you.
Thank you. So we are going to start off. First of all, I ask every mayor the same question. Did you always want to be mayor of East Lansing?
No, I didn't always want to be mayor of East Lansing. But after I had been elected to city council back in the 90s, I wanted to be mayor of East Lansing. There's not a lot of power that the mayor has, but they do get to set the agenda, and I enjoy that.
So how long have you been the mayor?
This would be my 11th year. So I've been mayor for a long time in two segments because I went to the legislature in between.
So you've seen a lot of changes and a lot of people come and go.
Yes, I have seen a lot of changes. I think most of them have been positive changes for the community. But, you know, not always, you know, and sometimes we've approved projects that had one expectation, but, you know, the world changes and you can't be clairvoyant. So they haven't always worked out the way that we had hoped to.
Okay, so we will, we have another segment coming up with you, which will be longer, and we'll get into the city business and everything going on. But East Lansing, MSU falls within that category, I assume.
Yes.
Richard Spencer will be on campus today. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I think that the First Amendment allows even a Richard Spencer to spew the things that he spews. I'm hoping that most of the public anyway will attend an event that is being hosted at All Saints Church on Abbott Road, right across from the Hanna Community Center, which is a sort of a counter activity to celebrate our diversity in the community rather than to criticize it, which is what I see Richard Spencer as promoting. So I'm hoping that there won't be any trouble at it. I think that having it in the Ag Pavilion is, you know, an appropriate location. If you're going to have them on campus, why not put them out there? So that's how I see it.
I was looking at the website yesterday, and I noticed that the city of East Lansing has recently introduced the e-dialogue. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the e-dialogue in this particular instance is designed to give people an opportunity to give us their opinion on potential revenue sources that the city should be looking at, which is really what they should be looking at, because the city isn't going to impose any tax increases or revenue increases on our citizens. They have to vote on it. So we are trying to determine whether we should put something on the ballot. And the e-dialogue at this point in time had a survey in it that sought to get the public's response to about five different potential revenue increases that could be put on the ballot. That's as a result of a similar survey that over 800 people participated in that had just closed, that told us these are the things we want you to cut out of the budget. So we're moving forward on those. And
so give me an example of what some of those things were.
Oh, well, things as simple as not plowing sidewalks anymore. You know, the things like should we actually subsidize the festivals that we have within the community, or should we close the Hanna Community Center, or should we have an aquatic center? Should we just close the aquatic center? So all of those things are on the chopping block. And we have to adopt a budget by the third week of May. And there's already been a proposal from the city manager to do a number of these cuts in this budget, and then some more significant cuts that we can't do this year, or it doesn't make sense to do this year, that would add, I think we'd get to about $4.2 million in cuts over the next 2 years, that money we need to reduce our unfunded liability regarding our pensions and the pension system in East Lansing. So these are significant issues, significant problems, and we're trying to engage the public as much as we possibly can in helping us make the decisions on this.
So is that normal for a city to ask for the public input so much? I mean, this is the second survey that just closed last night, by the way.
Well, I think there's, there are probably people in the community who don't think that we ask enough. Mm-hmm. But I think that East Lansing history has been with public participation. You know, you go to some communities and you have your regular at the microphone to talk about the city. You know, we get people with who are professors, this is the third most educated community in the entire nation. So, yeah, we want public participation. There's a lot of great ideas out there, and we don't have all the ideas. So the history of East Lansing is to encourage public participation in the decision-making process.
So speaking of the history of East Lansing, the city recently formally apologized for its past discriminatory housing practices. And this just recently happened.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, there was a young man in the community who wrote an essay about why he sat. He's a basketball player for East Lansing High School, and he's 15 years old. He would sit, not kneel, but sit during the national anthem, and then he wrote an essay about why. And he talked a lot about the history of the city of East Lansing and probably the history of an awful lot of communities across this country. Which had deed restrictions which prohibited African Americans from purchasing houses in them, or had policies that supported that in a city government, and East Lansing has done both. So it was time to apologize for that. I mean, we're proud of the fact that, 4 days after the assassination of Martin Luther King, we enacted the first community open housing law in the country. And in 1972, we established the first comprehensive civil rights ordinance in the nation that has been a something that other communities have copied over and over again. Those are good things, but we also have a history, and it was time for us to talk about that. We're establishing, probably before June this year, with the university and with the school district, a community conversation about racism in the community, about the history, the present, and what we should do in the future to fight racism in the community. And, this is a community that has over 130 different nationalities living in it. We celebrate our diversity, but we don't always have things we can be proud of. And so that's what that was all about. His name is Alex Hosey, mm-hmm. and it was a great thing for him to write.
So you are celebrating, or we'll be talking about diversity on a annual level?
On an annual basis, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
We instructed the Human Relations Commission to establish this first effort, but then in following years to have this same type of event during Black History Month.
Okay. And then, so we recently had, East Lansing's been pretty much in the national spotlight. And so let's talk about the Larry Nassar scandal, if you will. And you were pretty right there. I mean, you had called on the Board of Trustees to step down. And
yeah, I still feel that very strongly that they should be leaving. I'll tell you why. I think, well, first of all, there's been a failure of leadership with regard to this issue. You know, in this day and age, just the whole idea that these complaints would come in and be disregarded, that this man would be able to continue this year after year after year, is just, hard to believe. And that the university was complicit in this is, I think, a tragedy. That means the buck has to stop with leadership, and the buck buck stops with the Board of Trustees, and they should step down. Otherwise, every time there's a trustee election, which is every 2 years, this whole thing is going to be dredged up for the university again. If they want to do the right thing for the university, they should step down.
So we only have about 30 seconds, but do you think that the university has kind of marred the reputation of East Lansing? Are they one and the same, or are they separate?
They are. Well, we are, we're joined at the hip, but we are two different organizations. So no, I don't think it's identified with so much with the city of East Lansing as it is with the university.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We have been speaking to East Lansing Mayor Mark Meadows, and again, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday with the Mayor.